Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Beauty and Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Mintz. I'm an integrative health coach that teaches women over 50 how to eat in a sustainable way without dieting, pills, or elixirs to lose weight, keep it off, and feel amazing in their own skin. And my clients will never have to diet again. So today we are talking about the information in food, because food contains complex information that the body uses to keep us healthy, or not. This information comes in the form of proteins, sugars, fats, vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. Now, the science of nutrigenomics has proven again and again that the food that we consume talks to our genes and causes our genes to express themselves after the conversation by causing changes to our cells. This in turn will turn our genes on and off and directly affects the risk of common chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disease, and even many cancers. Real whole foods are packed with thousands of compounds that have a complex, dynamic, and synergistic relationship with each other and your genes. Now, every morsel of food you put in your mouth becomes a part of the fabric of your body. Literally, it becomes your blood, your bones, your muscles, and your tissues. It has all the information your body needs to survive and thrive. The macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fat are what the body needs most of. Macro, a lot. Now, protein comes from animal and plant sources. The information supplied by protein comes in the form of amino acids. These are used to build bones, tissue, muscles, hormones, and vitamins. They also act as enzymes to start chemical reactions in the body. They are important to cell signaling, transporting molecules across cell membranes, and they contribute to immune function. Now, carbohydrates come from vegetables, fruits, grains, and beans. The information supplied by carbohydrates comes in the form of sugars, and these sugars are the body's main source of energy. They fuel your organs and all of the body's movements. They influence digestive health and support cardiac health. Carbs are the most misunderstood of the nutrients we consume and the ones that cause the most problems in our bodies. Those of us who grew up in the 80s will probably remember Snackwells. I used to love Snackwells. They were fat-free, but they tasted like cardboard, and we ate them anyway because we were told we can eat anything that was fat-free and not gain weight. Well, we were sorely misled. It's actually sugar that makes us gain weight because insulin is our fat-storing hormone. And when I recently looked at the ingredients of Snackwells, it says that the first four ingredients are sugars. So it is no wonder that we gained weight and became so unhealthy. The next nutrient the body needs is fat, which is essential to every single cell in the body. It keeps them healthy. The information supplied by fat comes in the form of essential fatty acids. They are also a secondary source of energy, and they are essential to the absorption of our fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K. They are essential to our brain health, our mood regulation, and even weight loss. Yes, fat can help you lose weight. And one of the most important things I learned in culinary school is fat equals flavor. Now, the only way that fat is going to help with weight loss is if you eat healthy fats, fats from nuts, seeds, avocado, cold-pressed oils, and wild-caught fish. Food also contains other types of information in the form of vitamins and minerals. These are considered micronutrients because the body needs them in smaller amounts than the macronutrients. Now, vitamins are a group of substances found in food that are essential to the body. There are 13 essential vitamins that must be gotten from the diet, and while they can be consumed in the form of supplements, it's really best to get them from foods because these nutrients are not used in a vacuum by the body. They work in synergy with other compounds that are found in food, such as calcium. Now, calcium needs vitamin D for bone health. Vitamin D, which is a fat-soluble vitamin, needs a healthy fat to be absorbed and to work with the calcium. And vitamin C helps with the absorption of iron. There's a lot of these synergistic ways of nutrients working with others. So that's why it's really best to get all your nutrients from food. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of processes in the body that rely on the information supplied by vitamins. And if I listed them all here, we'd be here for hours. So just a few. Vitamins are important for normal vision and brain development. They're important for immune function, for our red blood cells, for stress and sex hormones, and they assist with the production of DNA and RNA. And then we have minerals. They are substances that occur naturally in rock, soil, and water and are absorbed by plants. When eaten by animals and us, minerals are essential to the normal functioning of the body. As with vitamins, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of processes that rely on the information for minerals, way too many for me to list here. So here are just a couple. They're necessary for building strong bones and teeth. They're necessary for turning food into energy and the movement of muscles and for digestion. And then we have phytonutrients. These are natural compounds produced by plants that keep them healthy and protect them from predators. They are found in all foods in the plant kingdom, as well as the animals that consume them. Yes, we are those animals. Research has found thousands of phytonutrients in foods and are finding new ones all the time. They have been found to have substantial health benefits. And again, thousands of processes, so here's an extremely short list. They protect us against cancer, heart disease, lung disease. They delay cellular aging, and they support our cellular communications. Now, all of these things are extremely important. And all of these nutrients are the information that nutrigenomics proves keeps our genes expressing themselves in a healthy way. And then there are foods that provide our body with information that isn't supporting it. Processed foods. They have been proven to cause our genes to express themselves in unhealthy ways. In processed foods, healthy nutrients are altered or missing, which means they don't have the information to deliver a healthy message to your genes as whole foods do. This can lead to nutrient deficiencies, weight gain, increased risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. And these foods all contain additives that have been found to cause chaos in the body. And these additives are classified into main groups according to their role in the food. So there are preservatives used to prevent spoilage, but preservatives are linked to an increased risk of cancer, ADHD, and heart disease. There are sweeteners that are used to reduce calories that are linked to an increased risk of cancer, weight gain, insulin resistance, diabetes, and dementia. Emulsifiers are used to combine oil and water, like think mayonnaise. They destroy your gut bacteria, leading to chronic systemic inflammation. Flavorings are added to replace or enhance flavors lost in processing. These are linked to high blood pressure, obesity, infertility, nervous system complications. Oh my gosh. Colorings are used to make food more attractive. These are added to foods that are marketed directly to children to make them more appealing and are directly linked to ADHD, mood disorders, and damage to DNA. I don't know about you, but I find that just friggin' appalling. Stabilizers are used to prevent emulsions, again, like mayonnaise, from separating. They are linked to inflammatory intestinal problems, asthma, and allergies. Acid regulators are used to control the acid-alkaline balance of food for taste and also as a preservative, and they are linked to nervous disorders, asthma, diabetes, and rashes. Trans fats are created by taking unstable healthy fats or oils and modifying it to make them stable so a product will last on a shelf longer. These fats should be avoided completely. On a label, they will be listed as anything hydrogenated. They're linked to an increase in bad cholesterol, a reduction in our good cholesterol, and the chronic inflammation that causes heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. And then there are GMOs, or genetically modified organisms. These are crops such as corn, wheat, soy, whose DNA has been modified to make them resistant to pesticides and insecticides. This allows farmers to spray more toxins on the crop without killing the plant itself, just the weeds. So when we eat these plants, these toxins get passed on to us. They are linked to allergies, organ toxicity, weakened immune function, and an increased risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer. I know, it's a lot. So I want to give an example of something that we eat every day and the additives that it can have. So let's talk about the beloved hamburger. Sorry, don't shoot the messenger. Now, the hamburger bun can have preservatives, sweeteners, and genetically modified wheat. The pickles can have preservatives, colors, and stabilizers. The cheese can have preservatives, flavorings, colors, acidity regulators, and genetically modified bovine growth hormone. The burger patty itself can have flavorings, stabilizers, trans fat, genetically modified soy and or corn feed. The ketchup can have preservatives, sweeteners, genetically modified tomatoes. Now, I am not telling you to stop eating a hamburger or any of these things. What I am telling you is to be an educated consumer so that you can make the conscious decision about what goes into your body, not the food manufacturers. Because as I said in the beginning, every morsel of food you put in your mouth becomes the fabric of your body. It becomes your blood, your bones, your muscles, and your tissues. So every time you pick up your fork, you are giving your body information. It should be up to you to decide if you are giving it information to be a ripe, luscious raspberry or a moldy Twinkie. It's up to you. Whew. All right. Again, I am getting off my soapbox. You can visit us at www.donnajwellness.com so you can download our free recipe book with 40 exceptional aging recipes to get you started on your road to healthy eating. And while you're there, you can schedule a free consultation to find out how I could support your wellness journey. Until next time, my friends, have a great day. Bye-bye.